USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization has identified another coronavirus variant of interest. The B1621 variant, known as the Mu variant, was first identified in Colombia in January and has since been seen in 36 countries. The WHO says that Mu has mutations that may evade the protections of the vaccines. There have only been a few larger outbreaks of Mu, mostly in Colombia and Ecuador. The WHO says that further study of the variant is needed to fully understand its characteristics. And a federal judge has signaled that he would approve a bankruptcy deal that would settle thousands of lawsuits against OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. Bankruptcy Judge Robert Drain said Wednesday that he would approve the plan that would dissolve Purdue and shift its assets to a new company not controlled by the former owners, the Sackler family. The plan would also shield the family from future opioid lawsuits. Purdue has been accused of improperly marketing its opioids, contributing to the opioid crisis in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson takes issue with President Biden's characterization of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lance Pry has more.
After President Biden told the American people the withdrawal of Afghanistan was a success, Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax on Tuesday the president is living in a fantasy world.
This was an abysmal failure. It's just jaw-dropping to see the fantasy world that the president and this administration is living in.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And power slowly returned to New Orleans Wednesday morning, nearly 3 days after Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana. Electricity supplier Entergy tweeting Wednesday morning that they'd taken the first steps in restoring power to the area, with lights coming back on the east side of New Orleans. Nearly 1 million people in Louisiana still remain without power, which could take weeks to restore in some of the hardest hit areas. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with reaction to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley holding their press conference at the Pentagon to discuss the end of the Afghan mission. Former Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley says she wasn't impressed by anything either of them said.
I was really disturbed by that press conference because all they did was talk about how they closed this out. It was like they wanted a pat on the back. It's like they wanted to say that this book was closed. The book is not closed because you have hundreds of thousands of Americans still sitting there in Afghanistan that need to get out. And it goes against the moral code of the military, which is you leave no American behind. So Austin and Milley know that. They know that every military veteran, combat veteran like my husband, is still thinking about the Americans that were left behind, still thinking about the Afghan allies that are behind. So to imply that this book is closed, to say that you're going to a diplomatic operation, is implying that you're going to a hostage situation. There's nothing comforting about that.
Bull rider in California is dead following a freak accident at a local event. The Brazilian native was a few seconds into a bull ride at the Velocity Tour in Fresno when his spur got tangled and caused him to flip upside down under the bull's back leg, leaving his chest trampled before he was bucked off. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.